This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. More people sickened by nuclear weapons tests could soon be entitled to compensation from the U.S. government. CPR's Matt Moret reports State Attorney General Phil Weiser has joined prosecutors from 12 other states in an effort to extend benefits to more families affected by radiation.
In a letter to congressional leaders, the group of AGs called the government's lack of support a historic wrong. People in Colorado, seven other states, and Guam would become eligible for health care and compensation under a proposal before the U.S. House. The Senate approved its version of the plan in July. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Supervised injection facilities for drug users could, once again, be an issue at the state legislature next year. Colorado lawmakers may bring back a measure that could allow local communities to set up such sites. CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
The proposal is being weighed by a group of lawmakers tasked with studying how to respond to opioids and other substance use disorders. Stakeholders from across Colorado ranked it as one of the highest priorities, along with funding for transitional housing and recovery. An overdose prevention center would allow people to use previously obtained drugs under supervision and with sterile equipment. A similar bill failed last session, and Governor Jared Polis and many Republicans have said they're concerned this approach could encourage illicit drug use. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Expect clear skies tonight in Grand Junction with a low of 66. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.